Welcome to this demo of updating the entry-level Mac Mini. And this is the one, of course, which I believe is 1.4 gigahertz, 4 gigs of RAM with a 500 gigabyte hard drive, not flash. What I'm basically going to be doing is updating from Mac OS Sierra 10.12 to Mac OS High Sierra 10.13. And then I'm just going to show you couple of different things to do with VoiceOver once it's updated. Number one is a bit of a sluggishness issue. Okay, so let me just go to the dock.
Launchpad 3 of 23.
And I'm going to go to the App Store.
App Store. 19 of 23. Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD, volume.
App Store, App Store, comes window, up. Back, dimming button. And I'm just going to press Command 1.
Mac OS High Sierra, link.
Mac OS High Sierra, link. Already brought the features page already. Lovely.
Mail Designer 365.
Let me just stop it talking and let me just go back to that link.
Wix Photo Albums, Mac OS High Sierra, link image.
That's the one that I want, and select that.
Mac OS High Sierra, link image. Mac OS High Sierra, link image. Mac OS High Sierra, install. Mac OS High Sierra, free button. Actions for Mac OS High Sierra.
Okay, so
install. Mac OS High Sierra, free button.
Select Mac OS Install High Sierra, and it's free.
Press install. Mac OS High Sierra, free dimmed button.
Now, of course, I'm not going to sit around and wait, or you're not going to sit around and wait for the download to complete. So let me just move forward here on the screen.
Actions for macOS High Sierra, 0% group.
0% group.
1.7 minutes.
So 17 minutes according to this at the moment.
1% group.
It's moving.
2.0 minutes.
Yep, now it's actually gone out to 2.0. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'll come back when it's closer to probably about 90%. So I will come back very shortly in the time of the podcast.
1 minute.
1 min.
7-8% group.
7-8%. So obviously there's going to be a lot happening in the last minute to get from 78% to 100%, but anyway.
2 minutes.
Oh, it's come back to 2 minutes.
7-9%
group. That's better. 79%. Now it's making more sense. Now, I started this install at about 3:20 on the afternoon I'm doing this recording. So it's taken around about 18 minutes to download, but that's due to my connection on broadband. So let me just double check the time.
September 28th, 3:39 p.m.
Yep, so 19 minutes so far roughly. So let me just check how the download's actually going.
Actions for macOS High 8% group.
8%
Streamed less than a minute.
Less than a minute. Okay. So far so good. And that screen dimmed you just heard because I've also got my iPhone 8 Plus plugged into the mixer as well because I want to show you something that's equivalent in running on iOS, and now it's the same thing on Mac OS 10.13 High Sierra with VoiceOver.
Heading level 1, Mac OS calculating. 90% group.
90%.
Calculating.
Calculating. Let's just check how the time is going.
September 28th, 3:40 p.m.
3:40, okay.
Heading level 1, Mac OS calculating. 90% group. 90% group.
Well, I like sitting on 90% for a while, doesn't it? So it's been on 90% now since 3:39, and I believe it's just ticked over to
September 28th, 3:42 p.m.
So it's been on 90% now for about 3 minutes.
Install continue button.
Oh, there
to
we
set
go.
Up the installation of macOS High Sierra, click continue.
To finish the install of macOS High Sierra, click continue.
Continue button.
And I'm going to do that.
Install macOS High Sierra Busy. Agree button. Disagree button.
And then we've got our agree and disagree license thing. So
agree button.
Back to the right and VA spacebar and then select on agree.
In alert, press agree button.
I did press agree. I'm going to do it again.
Agree button.
It's closing dialog. Sure you agree, basically. And let's just read the screen.
Agree button. Disagree button. A copy of the license will be saved on your system and can be found through about this Mac after installation. Agree button.
I've already chosen it already.
In alert, press agree button.
Okay, let me just press spacebar on agree.
Install button.
That's better. So spacebar install.
Application, window, password, security text has keyboard
and
focus.
And it's my admin password. And that was interesting because I was actually doing VO spacebar on the agree button and it wasn't doing anything. And to activate the agree button, I had to press the spacebar. So I thought, while I'm pressing the spacebar on the agree button, I'll just press spacebar on the install button. All right, let me type in my admin password. And press tab.
Cancel button. Add helper. Default button.
Pardon?
David Woodbridge. Contents selected. Add helper. Default button.
Add helper. I have no idea what add helper means, but anyway.
Add helper, default button.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do spacebar on add helper and see what happens. That's weird.
Install macOS High Sierra. Install macOS High Sierra. Window. Cancel button. Restart button.
There's a restart button. I'm going to choose restart. That was weird.
Cancel. All other applications must be closed before you install macOS. Yeah, yeah, press restart button.
Press restart button, spacebar.
Restart button.
So let me just press command tab.
App store, one new item.
Yep.
Finder. Install
macOS. Hit enter because that's button. The default. And hopefully,
closing applications, dim default button.
It's closing.
Restart, dimmed button.
There we go. Restarting.
Restart, dimmed button. Closing applications and preparing to restart. Finder, app.
Good. There we go. I don't know why I assumed this in the app store would have closed, then the installer would have run, but I guess it didn't because the app store is an application, and so is the installer. Let me just check on my Mac here that I'm doing the recording on. See what time it is.
September 28th, 3:46 p.m.
So it's 3:46. So that was interesting. That 90% sort of sat there for a good 5 minutes. And let's check how the time is going.
September 28th, 3:49 p.m.
All right. I still haven't heard the Mac Mini restart yet. So let me do Command F5 again because that wasn't working before.
VoiceOver on installer progress. Window. Apple logo has keyboard focus. 31%. Oh. Progress indicator.
31%.
Currently on a progress. Installing. About 45 minutes remaining.
Ooh, about 45 minutes remaining, okay.
31%.
It's going to be interesting to see if that's going to be in real life. Right, so, because when I've paused the recording, I've actually been trying Command F5 quite a few times on the Mac Mini keyboard here, and it didn't activate, and that's the first time it actually became live. So that's fairly interesting, but I guess maybe there's a point at where the synthesizer stroke voiceover hasn't been installed, so it can't relaunch. So anyway, let me just see what the time is.
September 28th, 3:55 p.m.
So 3:55. So from it restarting, let's say that was 9 minutes. Okay, so in reality,
installing about 45 minutes.
About 45 minutes.
31%. Installation is in progress.
3:56. So again, I'll pause the recording, and I'll let you know how long this particular part has taken. Okay, so let's see what time it is.
September 28th, 4:39 p.m.
So it's now 4:39, so this has now been going for 43 minutes. So yeah, it's been around about right. So I've just lost speech because I just tried to do VR left and right arrow and nothing's happening. So let me do Command F5 again on the keyboard, the Mac Mini. Let's see if we get speech back. Nope. Okay, so let's wait a bit.
September 28th, 4:42 p.m.
4:42. So, since I started now, I've been going for just on an hour. Okay, so Command F5. Hopefully, we'll get speech.
VoiceOver.
Well, we have got speech, but nothing's talking. Let me just see what the time is.
September 28th, 4:44 p.m.
Progress indicator, thank you.
September 28th, 4:44 p.m.
So 4:44. So
busy progress indicator.
Well, unless now I've got the Australian speech now running rather than Fred, so we've improved in the install process as far as the voice is concerned. I just wish I could read the in-screen for the progress indication.
Busy progress indicator.
Yeah, let me check how the time is going on my Mac here.
September 28th, 4:46 p.m.
4:46. It's funny, I thought I had lots of times before my family got home. I'm actually going to be home in about 15 minutes. I thought, oh yeah, you know, starting at 20 past 3 is going to be more than enough time for me to do the update and some comments for Mac High Sierra on the Mac Mini, but it doesn't look that way, unfortunately.
Busy progress indicator.
Okay, let me check the time.
September 28th, 4:50 p.m.
4:50.
Window.
Oh, and we've got speech. Right, very exciting. Let me just check the time.
September 28th, 4:53 p.m.
4:53, I might just finish the store before they come home. Let me just see what we've got on the screen.
Password, security.
Well, I'm trying to read the screen.
iCloud, image. To set up iCloud. Password, security text.
Yeah. Doesn't tell me.
Continue.
So I'm assuming at this point the hard drive is very busy, while I can't hardly read the screen with voiceover.
Authentic busy. Busy.
It's going to say authentication busy.
Authentication has new window. David.
Still trying to read the screen with VR left arrow.
User image.
Right, thank you. VR right arrow.
User David Woodbridge. Enter password. Security text.
Oh, okay, so I said iCloud before, not just saying username password, which is me. So I'm going to put in my normal password, not my iCloud password, and see what happens. Okay, enter.
Setup assistant. Window. Window. Continue. Dimmed button.
Okay, let me do VR left arrow.
Back. Dimmed button.
Now VR right arrow.
Continue. Dimmed. Continue. Dimmed. Back. Oh. Dimmed. Setup later button.
I'm just doing VR left arrow. I'm going to go back.
Password. To set up iCloud. Enter the password for David. At Vision.
Okay, that's my main iTunes ID.
Password. Security.
So I'll type it in now. Okay, and hit enter. And let me do VO right arrow again.
Forgot dimmed button. 11 characters.
Whoops. Password. So that's still processing that,
forgot,
I think.
Forgot dimmed. Continue dimmed button.
Yeah, dimmed. So it's still processing that. So I'm going to do VO left arrow.
Back dimmed. Setting up account.
Setting up account.
Busy program. iCloud image. Busy program. Setting up account. Back dimmed. Continue dimmed. But back dimmed button.
Going back to the left again.
Enter the passcode for David's iPhone. Your passcode is encrypted and cannot be read by Apple. David's iPhone. iPhone 8 Plus. Image. Enter iPhone passcode.
Oh, enter iPhone passcode.
Enter iPhone pass. Access to your account is protected by your iPhone passcode.
Oh, okay.
Image. iPhone 8 Plus. David's iPhone. Enter the passcode for David's iPhone. Your passcode is encrypt blank.
So
pin entry field 1 of 4.
Okay, pin entry field 1 of 4. All right, I'll put it in. Now, I'm actually going to pause the recording because it's actually going to read out my pin number, which is a bit naughty. Okay, I've just
pin
put it
entry
in.
Field 4 of 4.
Let's see what's going to do. It's going to do automatically. Yep.
Forgot iPhone back. Dim. Continue. Dim in window.
Oh, that's fine.
Setting up your Mac.
I thought I might just have done something with my iPhone, but it hasn't. Cool. Setting up your Mac.
Podcasts, 5-11 days ago. Desktop, sorry, be kicked off Twitter. Macintosh HD image.
Everything's talking now. So I think I've now reached my Macintosh hard drive.
Macintosh HD volume.
I'm going to pause here since my family's home, and I'll come back and just finish off the recording. So it's just on.
September 28th, 4:58 p.m.
4:58, so my family's bang on time. I'll be back in a tick.
September 28th, 5:07 p.m.
It's 5:07, though. It took about 10 minutes. All right, so let's just double check where we are.
Toolbar. Mac App Store. Web content.
Okay, so I don't know why the Mac App Store opened again. So let me just do Command Q.
Finder. Desktop. Macintosh HD.
Okay,
volume.
Now if you're wondering what's the easiest way to find out if you've indeed updated, because if you try and do the normal voiceover command to change your speech parameters like rate and pitch, so if I do VO Command right arrow.
Navigation. Characters. Words. Windows spots, navigation, characters.
Okay, I am actually going through the voiceover rotor. So the new way to go through your speech parameters is to do shift VO command arrow key. So
rate 45%, pitch 50%.
So it's not as fast.
Volume 100%.
As it used to be.
Intonation 50%. Voice automatically select based on closing voice menu.
And I've just
Macintosh
released the keys.
HD volume.
So what's happening at the moment, at least in this release of Mac High Sierra, it's fairly sluggish with the nuanced voices, e.g. Karen in my case. But if I change my voice, so let me do VO shift command down arrow.
Voice automatically select
Alex Compact English.
So I'm just going to change to Alex Compact.
Mac High HD volume.
Okay, now have a listen when I do it with the arrow keys now. So shift VO command, and I've got to keep thinking about this command now. So now I'm going to do a right arrow.
Voice Alex Compact. Rate 45%, pitch 50, volume, intonation, voice, Alex Compact, English.
Okay, much snappier. I'm going to leave it on Alex for the moment.
Macintosh HD volume.
So that's the major change that you'll find initially with VoiceOver, that you've now got the speech rotor changing to shift VO command and arrow keys, and your rotor now is VO command arrow keys. And that's basically the same now with the rotor, VO command arrow keys that you'll find on the Bluetooth keyboard on the iPhone now. So if I do VO command right arrow on my Bluetooth keyboard on my iPhone here.
Handwriting, speaking rate, volume, audio ducking, sounds, hints, language, braille screen input, containers, headings, audio destination, characters.
Okay. All right, so the other thing that you'll also notice that's a difference, and it's the same on the iOS with VoiceOver as well. If I turn QuickNav on and off.
QuickNav on, QuickNav off.
Okay, it's exactly the same. But if I do VOQ, which is a new one.
Single key QuickNav on.
Okay, single key QuickNav on.
Single key QuickNav off. Single key QuickNav on.
And of course, that's to navigate with single keyless navigation, particularly on a website such as H for header. And that's
QuickNav on.
QuickNav, all right? So they're probably the most two significant things that you will notice when you run VoiceOver on your Mac with High Sierra for the first time. All right, so that'll do me for the moment. And as always, thanks for listening to this demo of setting up or updating the Mac Mini to Mac High Sierra. And thanks for listening, and bye for now.